AgBioScience is supported by Indiana Farm Bureau.
Seeing is truly believing, and we have never been able to do that with the innovation challenges before the sprints. It's always been out of sight, out of mind. You've had to hear about it from us, and to get to bring people to a physical space to see what these entrepreneurs are working on, it was great.
Welcome to AgBioScience, the number one podcast in the world for innovation in food, animal health, plant science, ag tech, and agriculture.
Welcome back to AgBioScience, the June recap episode. A month gone by, I'm Kayla Chittister, the producer of AgBioScience, and newsflash, I'm not Mitch Fraser. We have come to the end of the month, and as you guys well know, Mitch Fraser has moved on from Agrinovis, which means he is also no longer the host of AgBioScience. He will sunset with us Monday. I hope you tune in. I actually host Mitch on the podcast as a guest, and so it's going to be a fun episode. No one cries. So we do hope that you join us. I am not going to podcast this thing alone because nobody wants that. And so there is no one better to join me for this June recap than Agrinovis Vice President Libby Fritz. Libby, thank you for coming on AgBioScience.
Hey, hey. Feels like coming home.
You are the creator.
Well, yeah. I guess.
In case anybody is wondering, we've talked about this at the end of a couple of episodes, but we haven't talked about it at the top of episodes. And so AgBioScience is going to continue. There are 370 episodes in the library. Mitch hosted 230. So
who was before him?
Gary Dick of Inside Indiana Business hosted this sucker before Mitch Fraser. And so we will have a host after. But right now we are entering what is called the summer of fun. And so starting in July, you're going to see some friendly faces, people you know, maybe some people that you don't, coming on the show and interviewing subject matter experts that they align with. And it's going to be a really, really fun time. We've already got a couple of episodes shot, and we hope you will continue to tune in. We are really looking forward to what lies ahead for AgBioScience Summer of Fun. And so it's going to continue. It's going to be great.
Stick with us. I have no doubt. I have heard from a few of those guest hosts, they praise the team, but they also say, well, that was kind of fun. I learned something. I geeked out.
We had a fun time in the studio. So coming up here very, very soon. You want to hit where we are at right now as we look for the next Agrinovis president and CEO?
Our next fearless leader.
Indeed.
We need one. Jobs open. Learn more on our website. We would love that to have someone come and join us on this small but mighty team. What you host, Mitch, coming up on Monday, and I believe you said we are equal parts serious as we are unserious.
Deeply unserious people down to business when the occasion requires.
That's what you said. And so we are looking for a CEO who has those exact same qualities. I think it's been fun the last few weeks to take a moment and to think, man, Agrinovis is 10 years old. And so we've had two leaders that have had the same amount of tenure. And I don't think I had realized that until the last few weeks to think about Beth Bechtel leading us from inception for 5 years and then Mitch.
Oh, that's true.
It's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
But now it is on to our next one. It's not a 5-year commitment, by the way.
There's no 5-year stamp on this job.
It is a full-time hire. Once you are here, you're here. It just so happens that the first two didn't make it past 5. And so when we're looking at that next CEO and what that position is, it's open. We have partnered with Medallion Partners again this time to do the search. They were incredibly successful with the hire of Mitch in a pandemic. I mean, who wanted to have that job of searching for a CEO? Obviously, you want to be our CEO.
Indeed.
We're fun.
Exactly.
And so I think if you have interest in the job, there is a CEO search committee that would be open and willing to take those questions. Karen Plout from Purdue leads it, who is also our Agrinovis board chair. Trent Torrance is also on it, who is our Agrinovis vice board chair. Or reach out to the Agrinovis team. Well, we can send you that correct direction, but new leader, looking forward to seeing what that vision is. You've got two eras that you can go back and touch on. One was groundbreaking and innovative. I think Mitch called it convening. We cannot not talk about Mitch's impact. It was monumental to the organization and only good wishes moving forward for him. So proud of him in that next role, and we'll continue to champion him. I prefer stories, but we'll still champion him from afar. But Mitch gave Agrinova's focus and definition and this team. And the Agrinova's team is one of a kind. And I think we have a group of six of us that are just fun and unserious, but can get down to business.
Very much a duel. We're a double threat. Double threat for sure.
We need that triple one. It's not dancing or singing.
And snacking, let's face it.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It is.
You can get updates on the CEO search. You can find it on our homepage. It's a big bright green banner. You can't miss it. But agrinovasindiana.com/CEO search will give you the updates you need, but also links you to Medallion Partners if you want to get in contact with them. And then gives you the executive brief, which is ironically like 10 pages
long.
It's
not brief.
Yeah, no, but it's the job description as well. So if you want to learn what it entails to be the Agrinova CEO and to learn more about that job, that page will kind of give you the full definition of what that means. So plenty of resources out there if you are interested in joining us. So that's
what's
going on.
We're interested in you.
Indeed we are. Should we talk about what happened last week? Because it was incredible. I mean, the power went out at our event for Velocity. Because it was that electric.
It was. Also, can we just say any other community would get together and have the power go out at their event? Someone might gasp. Someone might look out the window or be worried. Agriculture community, no. We just kept going. There was no pause. I think at one point someone came up to me and they said, "Oh, wow, it's really raining out there." And I was like, "It is. But thank you for coming and obviously enjoying yourself."
So to provide the proper context, our program Velocity, the innovation accelerator run by our teammate Jeff Zentz, who did a great job, a 6-month accelerator for startups and anybody from, hey, I have an idea to established company, joined this accelerator. Anyone could have joined starting in January, competing across 3 tracks that we kind of defined by research that was done last year: bioinnovation, farmer-focused innovation, food is health. And 42 teams joined this thing, and industry helped guide, Jeff helped guide, our team helped guide these people through the startup process, getting these ideas to completion. And they submitted their pitches, what, like a month ago? Beginning of June. And so we hosted our first demo day.
I know. 5 years of this program in the making, because you got to remember, starting in 2020, we did producer-led innovation challenges and then adopted that into Hunger Tech Innovation Challenge. But both of those were either 6 or 8 week accelerators. And we found the team was just constantly in this go find teams, help them, award them. And you were missing that longevity. You were missing that mentorship. You were really missing that connectivity into the ag biosciences. And so with the leadership of Jeff, you created Velocity, a nice 6-month accelerator for these teams to either have an idea or say, hey, I think I have an idea. Could you help me along the way? We awarded 3 teams, $25,000 each in those 3 categories. They were judged by industry professionals, government, nonprofit, farmers, anything aligned to those industries. And they were good.
Really, really good. It was impressive. We can talk about the winners and then talk about what Demo Day, I think, helped shape for the future of Velocity as a program and for the startup ecosystem as a whole for ag bioscience. But holy cow, they were amazing.
They were so good. And I would also be remiss if we didn't say students to establish companies, all in one accelerator. Food is health. I think our 3 trends should not be a surprise to those who follow us. Food is health, bioinnovation, and farmer-focused innovation were the 3 categories. For the first one, food is health, you had a student team from Notre Dame win. Nutripop.
Nutripop does popped water lily seeds. First of all, I didn't even know you could do this.
Same.
but it's
I do now.
Sort of the texture of so American of me, a Cheeto. But it's got sort of a health, it has a health component to it. So, you know, they're talking 67% less fat, 20% fewer calories, and 50% more protein than traditional popcorn. So they're really looking at it as a health concept snack.
And they have a product.
They do have a product, and we got to taste it, and it was delightful.
A lot of people talked about it. And student team, you can never underestimate the student teams. And way to go, University of Notre Dame.
Elaine Watson from AgFunder News did a piece with the winners of Velocity. And when she was talking with them, they talk about this being a popular snack in India. But what they said is that when these snacks are trying to commercialize over here in the U.S., they're using flavor profiles that are tiki masala. They're not translating to the American palate. And so they are trying to do that here. And so you're going to see cheddar. You're going to see sour cream and onion from Nutrapop. And so they're figuring out how to navigate a new demographic. And I just think it's really, really smart. Congratulations to Nutrapop.
Congratulations, and look forward to seeing what you do next. The next was bioinnovation. This is a new one for us. And so a new category for us, but what a category that is exploding in Indiana, obviously nationwide, but we're going to take a win for Indiana here and say, we have it. We know what they're doing. And so congratulations to Henry with Integrated Dynamics.
Yeah, Henry Markarian. Listen, no bioinnovator here. No scientist here. Journalism major, degree of minor in fashion merchandising. So
it served you well.
You're getting the rip and read from the press release on this one. But shout out Henry because it sounds amazing. So high temperature fermentation. It's a platform that allows customers to leverage their existing infrastructure to process low-cost biomass for new markets. So they're basically transforming low-cost feedstocks into high-value products. He's not looking to do things at large scale, but really looking to have people
in the scale-up area.
In the scale-up area. That's exactly right.
And he's also based out of Chicago. We gave him, what, like a 5-foot check to take on an airplane home. So I'm really curious how that went for him. It's an area that we've had podcasts talk about, this segment of bioinnovation that can come into Indiana. You have it on a startup, scale-up, and industry level. And I'm really proud of Integrated Dynamics for joining an Indiana-based accelerator. And then he gets to take home the win. And then we can continue to lure him back into Indiana from Chicago.
Yeah. And Henry is super bright and engaging. We had him on our Velocity video series, Directionally Speaking, with Jeff throughout the accelerator. And they had a really, really great conversation about what it's like to be an entrepreneur going through that fundraising process. And so we'll link his interview in the show notes as well. So you can go watch that if you'd like to hear from Henry.
Last and not least was the original farmer-focused innovation. All of the winners out of producer-led either had follow-on funding or been acquired. And so that's kind of a legacy to live up to in this pillar. And I have no doubt that Nanobio Designs with Ryan will continue that success.
Yeah, Ryan, and he's been on the podcast with us in the past, and I think he's also on the Directionally Speaking video series with Jeff. They do something really, really interesting. And from your experience being a farmer, I'm very curious, like, how this technology is perceived. But basically, it's a rapid on-site DNA testing service for seed suppliers and grain distributors. It verifies the presence of genetic markers in grain. And this is stuff that takes a really long time otherwise.
Yes, it's putting technology in the farmer's hands where they can use it themselves. And when we talk about farmer-focused innovation, has to be easy to adopt, has to be useful, and it has to be solving a problem. I think Ryan has really landed on something here. I also enjoyed his story. I believe he moved to Indiana either in 2020 or 2021. This technology was so part of our vernacular in that time. And so to have it showcase once again, you have a human platform for this kind of innovation, and you have a plant. And I am really excited for Ryan. I will say there was some farmers in the audience last week at Demo Day. One of them came up to me afterwards. He might be related to me. And he said, every single person here, I want them to come to my farm and implement their innovations. Every single team here. And we had 16 teams demoing that day. And so I think it just is a testament to the program. First ever time we've been able to bring those innovators together and showcase their solutions. It was a great day. It was a day of motivation for the next steps in our future.
Seeing is truly believing, and we have never been able to do that with the innovation challenges before the sprints. It's always been out of sight, out of mind. You've had to hear about it from us, and to get to bring people to a physical space to see what these entrepreneurs are working on, it was great. The month of July is upon us, and there are a few things that we have going on, but the one thing that I think is really exciting. Karis on our team has her Field Atlas company tours, and college students have a deadline rapidly approaching. If they want to join us for the August cohort, we're going to tour Ingredion and we're going to tour Corteva Agriscience. And that is an amazing day and a half experience.
I might crash it. Extra seat on the bus and I might find myself there.
I mean, free lunch, free dinner, overnight hotel stay.
Also, you get a chance to meet us. What an opportunity. You get to have dinner with mentors and professionals. You get to learn what that culture is of this industry and economy. And then you get to really go behind the scenes. I've done the Corteva tour before. I have not done the Ingredion one. And Karis might have a plus one that day.
If you know a college student that is interested in learning more about careers in ag bioscience, we highly encourage them to apply. The deadline is rapidly approaching July 13th. Myfieldatlas.com/company tours. Please go apply. I think you get notified of acceptance by like July 18th because we have to start turning out some details pretty quickly for you. So
it's capped at 20 students.
Yep.
So get in there.
Very competitive. What's up next on the docket?
The next thing we have is a hot topic for all of us, but there is an event, a virtual event that we will be promoting, and we hope you can join us, about AI in ag community of practice. This is with our sister strategic initiative, Analytics IN. And so this will be a conversation with universities and experts in how we can connect AI and how AI will revolutionize the ag biosciences. I have no doubt that I will learn something on July 23rd when this happens.
We had gone to Indiana Farm Bureau's Security Risk Assessments Summit earlier this year and talked with the FBI. It was a very, very eye-opening day, and I think this is a great extension of content from that day. There is a link to register for it. It's a free event. Please come join us.
Free and virtual. What could be better? Come join us.
Yeah. You don't even have to like leave your sweatpants.
And then a week later, it's the best 17 days of the year, you know.
You do enjoy this, as do I.
It is the Great Indiana State Fair, August 1 through 17. So also just a great way to see agriculture in practice. And then last but not least, because it's the time of year that we're busy, but Agrinovis will bring all of our community back together for Quadrant on August 20th. And what better topic for us to discuss than that of great leadership and how leadership has had to change, what it is to grow a team, keep it family owned, build that next talent pipeline. I really look forward to hearing from the speakers on August 20th.
As you guys know, quarterly, we do this at Vision Loft Stetson in Indianapolis, and it is a total vibe.
It is a total vibe. Speaking of vibes, congratulations. You just hosted your first monthly recap.
I did.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
But different partner, but to end it, I would like to end on a story of your favorite Mitch Fraser-ism while you have been podcasting with him.
A lot of people don't know this, but the room that we record this episode in specifically has a really tall round table in it. And he's just a very enthusiastic guy, if you don't know that or couldn't pick up on it through the microphone. He would constantly just hit the table with passion, and I mean it physically. And so if you could ever hear it in the background from a producer's perspective, just know that it absolutely very much drove me bonkers in a loving way. But it became a joke. I'd have to tell him, Mabel, keep your elbows off the table before we would record every month, because he would just be so excited to podcast. I don't think I know anyone who loved to crack a mic more than Mitch Fraser. And so between that and him just walking in here with a handful of gummy bears being like, so what are we going to talk about? That was very much the energy pretty much every single month.
That's a hard energy to follow. If you want, I do think I cracked the table once though, so you're welcome. If you want to hear that episode that he was really bad at that at, it's the Elliot Parker episode.
He loved that book so much, and people don't realize this too. You can hear pages flapping in the background because he is flapping them, and there's highlights everywhere in that book. He was so excited. Not a video episode, so you couldn't see it, but he was really excited.
All to say, Mitch Fraser's energy has impacted this team and the organization. But we thank him for his time, and we will continue onward.
Like I told him, with everything, enthusiasm.
With enthusiasm. Hey, Kayla, do we still sign off the same, though?
I think we do. Do you want me to let you do this part this time?
I think this is a Kayla thing.
On behalf of the entire Agrinovus team, I am Kayla Chittister saying thanks for listening. We look forward to seeing you real soon.
Ag Bioscience is a podcast by Agrinovus Indiana, produced by Kayla Chittister and Fabian Rodriguez, edited by Mike Fisher, photography and design by Kaylee Verstee, video by Darren Cooper and 1898 Creative. If you like today's episode, subscribe, rate, and review so we can bring you more conversations just like this. Get all episodes of Ag Bioscience at agrinovusindiana.com.